So, well, happy Thanksgiving to everyone, and I think it's pretty awesome, actually. My favourite thing is being thankful. I always share about getting up in the morning, put my feet on the ground, and I'm thankful that I have breath life, that I am alive. And it is a great day to have a new day, for new things to happen, for me to walk with God and see that power of God in everything that I do. And this week was no exception. With all the negatives of waiting for our Prime Minister to be announcing what's going to happen for Christmas, and for the lockdown to be lifted, and whether people are going to be in tier 1, tier 2 or tier 3. And I just obliviated all of it. So when I was asked in work, you know, what do you think's going to happen? I said, well, I believe for good things. You know, I go to God. Well, they know I go to God. They know that's why they're asking. Because, see, all they get around them is the negatives and the fear of what the world promotes. So when they ask me a question, they know they're going to get a very positive response. So what do you want? Not what are you expecting, but what do you want? So as Lawrence was sharing, you know, in the beginning, God said, let there be light. See, God spoke it into being. So we now, what would you like? I'm asking you the question, what would you like as an individual? So all you need to do is speak it into being. And then you watch. Do you know what? Visionary. I was speaking to Lawrence about this the other day. Visionary is seeing the end result before the beginning. So we need to start practicing this. We need to see the end result before we see the beginning. Why? Because otherwise we say, a prime example, Amber. I need a car, but first I need the finances for the car, and I'm not working. So where are these finances coming from? And I said, stop, because you've already defeated yourself. You said three words and you defeated yourself. Yes, you need a car. Two, you've no money for the car. And three, you're not working, so where's the money coming from? Stop. You need to go in search of the car. Start searching for the car that you desire. Stay thankful and claim that car. Don't worry about the money. Don't worry about the job. You just go looking for that car. When you find that car, trust me, because I trust God, that when you find that car, then the money comes. And so yesterday, she came up, we were having coffee, and she came up in her new car. Only a little run around, but it doesn't matter. But she said, Kim, I put what you said to the test. And I went in search, and Dan is saying, Amber, there's no point in looking for a car yet because we just don't have the finances. And she said, but we do, Danny, because your mum said we do. And he said, no, God told mum that we had the finances. So they went out looking and they found this little runaround. First of all, the guy wanted £500. And Amber just sort of like shared the word, told her how she was believing God for this particular car, with this particular mileage, with this particular service history. Because I also told her to get very detailed with what she wanted as well. You know, it's not just looking for the car, get detailed. And they got that car for a bargain. I think they paid £350 or something. But brilliant, absolutely brilliant. And the funny thing was, the week, they went and got this car a few days ago, but on that last weekend, Danny got a private job to do some tiling, and the money he earned on the tiling got him the car. So, see, God knows all our needs. All we have to do is see that end result before we start to think of the reasons why we can't have it. You know, Danny used to go out partying when he was 18, 19, and we used to, as soon as he left that front door, we used to pray. God, keep him safe. Send your angels to protect him. He's an adult. He is an adult. He knows the word. He knows we raised him right. But we still had a responsibility to pray for him when he went out, to pray for all our kids. You know, that God keeps them safe. I know I shared about the film last week, Cokeville Miracles. You know, when we see what that power of prayer really does, how God protects not just us, but the ones we love, it builds our faith. And as our faith builds, then we start to see the end result. Then we know that God is sure to his word, that when we see it, we know he's going to bring it to pass. We have to see further than what our eyes are seeing just in the on the horizon. We have to go far beyond that. See, it's no good looking out the window and saying, well, it's raining today, I'll stay in, because that rain doesn't stay around for long. We got to see past that. It's like if you're believing for something, see that you've got it in your hand, or if that you've got it in your house, or if it's a car you're believing for, see it on the driveway and the color of it and how many doors it has, and if it has a hatchback or if it's an estate, you know, if it's got alloyed wheels, if it's got a really nice bumper or a grill. You've got to see beyond the impossible, because anything with God is possible. So when we go to God in prayer, believing, whether it's for ourselves, whether it's for our health, whether it's for our children, whether it's for our parents or our friends or our grandchildren or our dogs or our house, whatever, our jobs, our finances, our illnesses, whatever it is, we go to God, we pray, and then we see the end result. We don't let the adversary put these blockers in, you know, blinkers, that's what it is. It's what horses wear when they're racing. They're blinkers, and it blocks out what's coming up on the inside or on the outside. Because see, the adversary comes up on the inside and on the outside, and he wants to make you stumble. But when you've got those blinkers on, it's just straightforward. You don't see these little attacks coming. And it's, you know, anything that we need, God can supply. We just go to him with our heart's desires. We stay thankful, we stay positive, and we see that end result coming to pass. You know, Lawrence was saying about, bless the Lord, all my soul, and all that is within me. You know, it's not that we just go to God when we want things. We bless him on a daily basis for all the things he does for us. You know, when I watched that movie and I saw how God protected those children, the 50 children in that school, not one of them died. The two bombers died, but God used his angels to protect those children. You know, he made the blast go upwards instead of outwards. The angels took the blast upwards, and those children survived miracle after miracle. And he can do that. If he done that for those children, he'll do it for us. I can't count how many times God has protected me and my family over the years, because some I'm aware of, some I'm not aware of. You know, we don't know when God's going to work behind the scenes for us. So we can say, bless the Lord with all my soul and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. We have so much to be thankful for. First and foremost, that God sent his son, Jesus Christ, so that we could be redeemed from all our sins, from all our destructions, that we now live in the age of grace, that we walk by faith and not by sight. We allow God to work within us both to will and to do of his good pleasure, to the glory of him. That's being thankful. And then thanksgiving with your family, praying for them, so that God intercedes, that God sends his angels to protect them. And when we go to God fully persuaded, the adversary can't touch one hair on our heads or our family's head. So see, there's stuff to be thankful for, stuff that we can praise God on a daily basis for. And all these negatives and these fears and these worries and doubts, they have to go. We don't let them permeate our minds at all. That spirit is pure. So why do we want to contaminate it with the nastiness of the world? I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. COVID has no rights to be anywhere near me or my family or the believers. The devil can take a hike. Poverty has no rights in a believer's life. Hatred has no rights in a believer's life. We need to take a stand. We need to fight against the evilness of this world. And when we take a stand, the adversary quivers. So let's take a stand this week, making that adversary quiver. And as we step out, seeing the end result rather than what we can see in front of our eyes, then the adversary will be crushed beneath your feet as you step out boldly. So bless your hearts.
Thank you, Kim. Awesome.